This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Joining me in the studio is Purdue Acting President Tim Sands.
Thank you.
Earlier this month, Purdue submitted the budget request to the Indiana Commission for Higher Education. Mm-hmm. Can you give a little overview or some of the highlights of that?
Well, this is the first step. It's an early step, and it's a formulaic step. The Indiana Commission for Higher Education proposes a performance funding metric, and they listen to the universities. We had a lot of discussions over the last couple of years about what should be in that set of metrics and which institutions should be eligible for which metrics. And they've listened and they've actually incorporated some that we were strongly in favor of. One was including graduate degrees granted to Indiana residents. Although that doesn't affect the budget the way that it's weighted, it doesn't have a significant effect. It's a symbolic effect that that's a value that we add. They've also applied more weighting to what are now called STEM degrees. And of course, that benefits Purdue West Lafayette. But anyway, what they did is they essentially took our budget from this year. They cut 7% out of it and for all of the public universities, put it into a pot and then applied the metrics for performance funding and redistributed that money into a starting point. And Purdue West Lafayette and the Purdue system as a whole saw some gains from the public universities. 21% came from West Lafayette. We got back 24% in the formula because of increasing graduation rates and more STEM degrees. The system as a whole came out relatively flat. We put in 28% and got back 29%. The regional campuses have been taking a hit, not just at Purdue, but across the state because of the way the formula is set up. That's a decision that the commission made, and I think no one really knows. There is no right way to weight this, but the net effect is that our four-year institutions, the ones that are focused on bachelor's degrees and maybe master's degrees as well, across the state, not just the Purdue regional system, have taken quite a hit in the current performance funding. And there's a lot of discussion about how you measure performance at a four-year institution that has a wide open front door and is really designed primarily for students in the region, for place-bound students, or students that are working at the same time that they're going to school. So we've got a national discussion going on about how do you measure the effectiveness of an institution like that. At the same time, the state is trying to continue to build up Ivy Tech, our community college system. So they receive a large share of the performance funding. But I'd emphasize that this is just a first step. There are so many steps remaining that it's unclear whether the results of this step will carry through. It certainly will be a factor in determining our ultimate appropriation level.
And I believe next month is when you actually go before the commission.
That's correct.
And answer questions from the commissioners.
That's right.
And then is it the end of this year they give their proposal to the General Assembly? Is that right?
There are a series of steps that we'll go through. Yes, the commission, I believe it's in November when they will make a recommendation. The governor's office will follow shortly after that, and then the budget committee will get involved. There's a long stretch of decisions to be made. Early into next year, we should see some clarity on where we're headed. As we get into the May timeframe, we'll start talking about tuition and fees, and we'll have a complete picture later in May, if everything goes well.
It was interesting to note such a large percentage of the General Assembly next year for this budget writing year is going to be new. Is that a big education effort then on Purdue's part, or do you think most lawmakers or candidates pretty much have a good idea of what Purdue stands for?
Oh, I think it's always a big education, even if it's a year that doesn't see this kind of expected turnover. We spend a lot of time throughout the year talking with our lawmakers, representatives, leaders, and the Commission for Higher Education about what the value that Purdue adds, what the challenges are, because we're all trying to work on affordability, but we don't want to lose value. We don't want to lose quality. And that's a great asset that the state of Indiana has, is to have such strong, especially our research universities are very strong in Indiana and for the size of the state. And we don't want to see the value slip. So it's a back and forth discussion. It'll continue. Of course, when we identify who our new legislators are, we will be introducing ourselves to them and offering to meet with them and discuss Purdue and the higher education in general. So we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Tim Sands, Purdue Acting President, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.